I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I'm here with Stephanie Benedetto, whose company is called the Queen of Raw. And I love a few things about your business, Stephanie. One is that you recently won one of the top awards of all the companies based in WeWork. Secondly, is that you are in an industry that your family has been in for three or four generations, the garment industry.
100 years.
I think that is so cool, but you have come up with this whole new niche in your family's industry that I will ask you to explain.
Yes.
What is it?
So Queen of Raw is a marketplace that connects all the factories and mills and brands and retailers that are just sitting on, right now, $120 billion worth of unused fabric, and we connect them to the brands and creators who need it, when they need it, at a location near where they need it.
So is this a recycling business or a market maker business?
We consider it a market maker business. We're giving people access to materials that they never had before. This is stuff like H&M and Burberry in the news just recently that's getting burned, otherwise just sitting in a warehouse collecting dust. And there had to be a better way of doing business. So we consider this using technology to give people access to new things.
But this is what always fascinates me about entrepreneurs. You looked at the same industry people have been looking at for 100 or 1,000 years, and you saw a market, a niche that nobody else had seen.
Yes, this is an area nobody had been touched in so long. I mean, the closest had probably been Alibaba, but we just think this can be Alibaba done right. Better for people, better for planet, and better for profit.
Because why?
Because you're taking underutilized resources.
All this stuff.
All this gorgeous stuff, Italian jacquards, you know, leathers, silks from around the world. That is just sitting in a warehouse, costing these businesses money.
This is left over because they measured wrong or they didn't sell it?
Exactly, for all those reasons. They didn't sell it, they measured wrong, they changed the amounts of what they were doing, they changed a slight color or print, and it's just sitting there costing them money, or they had to burn it or send it to a landfill. They had no alternative. And so we wanted to build this blockchain-enabled marketplace to give them that information and that opportunity.
Who's going to buy this from you?
Oh, everybody. I mean, we sell from everyone from a student, a maker, a crafter, a quilter, all the way to the biggest brands in the world are some of our customers.
And why? Because it's less expensive than buying new?
It's less expensive than buying new. It takes less time than buying new. It's located near their factory where they're manufacturing, so they don't have to pay shipping costs. It just improves efficiencies.
Because they don't know, but you know, hey, you know, a warehouse a mile away has ton of this.
Exactly.
They don't know that, but you do.
Precisely.
Because you keep the database.
We are one of the only ones, if not the only one, mapping the world's dead stock, what's sitting there right now, using technology to connect and provide the bridge.
Wow. The only one mapping the world's dead inventory,
exactly.
Dead stock. I can't resist asking, and you probably don't know or don't care. I mean, what are these pieces of garment going to be used for?
Sure. I mean,
What was that and what's it going to become?
This was used for a scarf, but it just as well could be a wall covering, a wall hanging. Why not? Beautiful silks. I mean, here are jacquards that were jackets, can be used in any kind of apparel or trim. Here's panels of leather that, you know, were actually used for accessories and a leather jacket, but it could just as well be the interior of a car or a high-end seat. I mean, there's tons of possibilities across industries and around the world.
All right. So you're going to sell this to Ford Motor Company?
I'm working on it. Hope they're listening.
But, for instance, are you going to sell it to somebody? How does a buyer know that your website exists with all this info?
The beauty of what we've done, so we haven't spent any money on PR marketing or advertising. Everything has been through powerful awards and contests like the WeWork Creator Awards that we won. That just helped us amplify our story. Right. We have a podcast, which has been the biggest driver of traffic for us to date. We do a lot of outreach, and I have my prior family's business in that network.
Right.
But there's a ton of opportunity here, and I think word has gotten out now that this exists, and because it makes business sense as well as it has a sustainable benefit for them, they just see the advantages, and it becomes the obvious way of doing business.
So they think, hey, I can buy materials unused, like new, for much less than I ever used to be able to?
Exactly. Oh, and by the way, it also takes no water, toxins, and energy to produce because it already exists. So I get to tell my community that I'm doing a sustainable initiative.
Do you advertise in Women's Wear Daily or trade publications?
We don't advertise, but Women's Wear Daily and other trade publications like Text World and Premier Vision have been amazing supporters of ours for our sustainable initiative and really support our new blockchain technology that allows them to track all this information. So it's been wonderful to work with them.
When did you found the business?
We originally founded the business in 2014, but we were a bootstrapped company. It took us a while to launch, and we're very proud. We got all the way to launch on that bootstrap budget. We officially launched in 2018, and now we've been growing and scaling.
So you're a new company.
We are.
And so many new companies have new ideas. They end up getting free press, and then that's all the marketing they need.
Sure.
And then they go, do you social media? Do any of that?
Absolutely.
You
have to. It's essential in this business, especially in fashion, which is what we're focused on now. Instagram, YouTube channel, our podcast material is your business. It's been great.
Do you have employees who do that for you, or do you do it?
I do it. I have a creative director who's been with me since day one and helps with that. And I also have a CTO, our chief technology officer, who's been with us since day one, and we all participate in creating content. You have to. That's part of getting our new story and this new way of looking at an industry out there. We're trying to change the world.
How will somebody buying these used materials change the world?
Yeah. I mean, one t-shirt. When you make one t-shirt, it takes 700 gallons of water to produce, and it takes 700 gallons of water to wash it during its lifetime. And that's just one shirt, 1,400 gallons of water.
News to me. I didn't know that a t-shirt took any water to make. What for?
Well, if it's a cotton t-shirt, cotton takes an incredible amount of water and a third of a pound of chemicals to produce that one shirt. Now, organic cotton takes less. It takes 10 gallons of water and no chemicals. But dead stock waste takes nothing because it already exists. And so there is enough inventory out there. Right now, there's over $120 billion worth of perfectly good inventory we can work with. We don't need to make new. This kind of a movement can literally save the world's water crisis.
Who is your customer? The person who doesn't need this or the person who wants to buy it? I mean, obviously both, but who is your main customer? You buy it from somebody who has it left over, right?
I don't buy it at all. We are the marketplace.
As soon as I asked, I knew that that was going to be the case.
That's
it. There's where the secret is. So they don't even... You don't have to ship it either. They just tell you where it is.
Precisely. Well, the magic of what we've built with our technology, it's kind of like an Airbnb or an Uber, where we're taking underutilized resources that exist, in this case, raw materials, and we're putting it back into the chain of supply and demand. So our platform does everything for them. They can upload their products right from their phone with the click of a button. We blockchain enable it, gives them all that data and information that they need going forward of where it goes and what happens to it. And then we match it with the buyers on the other end using machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Then how do you use artificial intelligence?
So we are tracking what everybody is searching on our platform, what they're doing in their own accounts, their behaviors. We actually have a mood board tool, so a designer can actually create their entire inspiration board on our platform, click a button, buy everything straight from the supplier. And if they don't buy everything, I know on the back end what they're uploading and saving and creating in their mood boards like a Pinterest, and I can target them and target the inventory they need.
That's unbelievable. You're following their Pinterest as a mood board as to what they're going to be wanting.
Precisely. We actually created our own version of Pinterest that lives within our platform so they can create with our readily available materials. Just gets rid of that step of having to go search, take a piece of fabric, search for a store that actually has it. Not everyone is, in New York, by a garment district, able to do that in real time. We want to do it digitally for them.
And then, so they buy it from you, right?
Yes.
And then they call the shipper. Do you send the shipper?
Beauty of our system, it automates everything from the end. We collect all the monies in advance prior to shipping from our customer. That includes the shipping costs, customs duties, sales tax. We send information to the seller of what was sold, the packing slip, the tracking label, and their money. And all they need to do is slap the item in a box. Out the door it goes with their regular shipments. Quick, easy, and seamless.
My Lord. How did... You had to have a tech person set that up for you, or was this all off-the-shelf software?
No, we spent a lot of time using what was off the shelf because we were bootstrapping, but adapting it and building the system and the machine that we knew this had to be in order to work for this industry, which helped having the family industry knowledge, of course.
Right.
But now this is version 2.0. There's a lot of new technology out there. We've been able to integrate blockchain into our platform, which has had enormous opportunities for our community.
Did I read that you will even buy back what the buyer of the used material ends up not using?
That's the beauty of circular economy. If the end buyer doesn't end up using all that, we can turnkey it, flip around, and resell it right back on the platform so they never have to worry about buying a little too much. We have all the information stored. We have all the blockchain tracking. Very quick and easy. It's circular economy at its best.
And you'll buy it back because you have no doubt that you will sell it?
Well, they'll turn around and resell it. We don't even need to buy it back. They turn around and resell on our platform, and we know from prior searches who's been interested and who, like-minded, would like it.
Wow.
So it creates a kind of a holistic supply chain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.